So group therapy, Jenna's soon-to-be sister-in-law wants to dye her hair from brunette to platinum blonde because her brother, a.k.a. the groom-to-be, has a thing for Sabrina Carpenter. It's the sweetest of things.
She wanted to surprise him on their wedding day.
Did it happen? The update.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Yep.
Thanks for following up.
Yeah.
I loved all the suggestions on getting her a wig.
Yes.
I actually played your segment for the rest of the bridesmaids. And first of all, they thought it was so cool that you all talked about our situation. They thought it was hysterical. They loved the suggestions.
Love that.
So we all started diving into wigs and figuring out some styles and colors of wigs we could get her.
Mm-hmm.
But then we realized that we weren't the only people who heard your segment. My future sister-in-law called me over the weekend and asked me if I knew anything about this listener on the Ben and Kelly show who had a bride who wanted to dye her hair. She accused me of going behind her back and causing drama when there wasn't any.
Oh, no.
And because she caught me off guard at first, I told her that was crazy and wild that there would be another bride in Louisville who wanted to dye her hair before the wedding because her fiancé loved Sabrina Carpenter and she didn't buy it.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, my gosh. There's more than one.
What a coincidence.
That is wild. I mean, Sabrina's really popular right now, so.
So I fessed up and told her point blank what a terrible idea it was, and me and all her bridesmaids were on the same page and wanted her to get a wig.
Yeah.
She hung up on me.
Oh.
I texted her that I was sorry, and I was available to talk.
Mm.
Anyway, long story short, it ended up being a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
As she called me back a day later and apologized for getting upset.
Aw.
She said she got caught up in the magic of it all and had her mind made up, but that she thought a wig might be fun.
Okay.
So we're going shopping this week for a wig for her wedding. That's this weekend. LOL. Thanks, guys. Although it was way more awkward than I could have expected. We did it. Yay.
Oh, all right. There it is.
We aborted mission.
There it is.
Okay.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow. A day later.
That was a little, I mean, she was probably sweating.
She had, I was going to say.
This is her future sister-in-law. That bride, is not the way you want to start.
No, that bride had to just take a moment in her feels.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that seemed to work out.
Well, and hopefully the bride understands, you got a lot of people that care about you and are just trying to look out for your best interests.
Mm-hmm.
And that at the root of it, that is what they were trying to do. So. Mm.
At the root of it. Oh, I see what you did there. That's some hairdressing jokes. I love it. Yeah, great.
Hopefully that you can get to the point now that that's how you see it.
Yeah, Kelly, why do you dye your roots?
Listen.
When your hair color's so nice.
I have dirty dishwater color as my natural
It's been a long time
color.
Since I've told you that joke, though.
Thank you.
Kelly, why do you dye your roots? The rest of your hair looks so great.
I have highlighted for many years. Also, now I have wiry grays to manage. So thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. Well, you know, hey, I guess that's best case scenario.
It is.
Do a little wig action.
Yes.
And
she
then
likes that
you
idea.
Can also see what your husband/fiance, how he would react to that. Because that was going to be the whole surprise, right?
Yes. Yes.
Like down the aisle type of thing.
Are we still doing the wig, though, for the actual wedding?
I think
we're going to find out if we like it first.
We're going to put it on.
Yes, while she's getting ready and see if she likes the look enough to have it documented for the rest of their lives.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it all, too. I need to see pictures. We've got to see wedding day pictures, if you can somehow get those to us, Jenna. I mean, we're not going to post them.
No.
Just for us.
No.
Just for us, research purposes.
Anna did say, by the way, where is this wedding location? The faithful Girly Pop DJX listeners will find her.
Yes!
Have an intervention before it's too late. Yes.
Well, it looks like it's good
Doesn't
now.
Know we need to do that now.
Yes.
But yes, that's cool. By the way, did you have any sort of weird hair debacle that happened the day of or before your wedding or some important day?
Yeah, Kimberly does.
Okay.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. Send us a voice note or whatever.
Does Sean.
Okay. Oh, would love to hear some of those stories. And we'll get to some of those next. But that's your update.
Yay.
On 99.7.
She's going to be beautiful.
DJ Yanks. Yay.